As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Welcome to the Mike Young Show. How about Love My Renovation Project by Mike Young? We're here to discuss all kinds of things regarding renovation projects with either the FHA 203K, the Home Style Renovation Mortgage, and the VA Renovation Loan Products. They're all ready for you to use at your will. If you haven't already heard, some time ago the VA started a renovation program up to $35,000 and can still include all that work in your 100% financing. So if you're getting a VA loan and you're looking for that 100% financing, you now can get $35,000 more in repairs, up to $35,000 if you're going to do any repairs. Then recently, as of the last couple of weeks, they now have a full-blown renovation product. There is no limit. Both of them use consultants for their construction needs. While most of the 203Ks that go off and renovation loans go off without a hitch, from time to time you may find yourself with nobody to talk to on your side that understands the 203K program or renovation in general. If you have a problem renovation project and you don't mind discussing it on live radio, please give a call. We are always anxious to hear from you, and people love to hear your story. And believe it or not, your story is likely not uncommon. It's probably more common than you think, especially with the limited 203Ks, which represent about 98% of the problem 203Ks. If you're having a problem with your full-blown 203K, your standard 203K, you are more or less alone. They only have a problem about 2% of the time versus 98% of the time for the limited 203Ks. In any case, if you'd like to be part of our show today, call in at 888-627-6008, toll-free, and let us know what you want to talk about. Otherwise, you're going to listen to what I want to talk about. If you have a topic and you don't want to discuss it on live TV, you can feel free to email us at radio@my203kconsultant.com. And in that case, in the next radio show, we'll talk about some of those items. This week, we had several interesting questions that fell right into the topic of the day. And the topic of today is your contractor. He's not doing the job. He's doing the job. How does he get paid and so forth? So one of our questions came in today from a emailer. It says, my contractor's taken very small draws on his project and used up the five draws that HUD allows on a 203K project. Our lender says they will only allow one more draw inspection, a final. Whoa. Let me provide a little background on this issue, but I must say the current guideline 4000.1 says there are only five draws allowed. Good, bad, or otherwise, right, wrong, or otherwise, HUD's done it again. By putting it in the guideline, there are only five draws when everybody knows there's more if needed. They've kind of put the lenders between a rock and a hard place. The lenders have to go by the guideline in order to know their loan is approved and their loan meets the guideline and they can activate their guarantee if they will, if they need to. If you don't make the payment, HUD buys the product back, the house back from them. That's their guarantee. They guarantee it up to 96.5% of the loan amount. Therefore, or the purchase price. Therefore, the problem comes when you have to sell that loan, or you don't make the payment and they sell it back to HUD, and HUD finds that they violated the guideline, they may not purchase it. So whoever read the guideline didn't understand it, and then they made a change in it that affects everybody. And that's too bad. You know, you should be making the guidelines so they're user-friendly, in my opinion, but who am I? So anyway, we're going to talk about this, but it can be a touchy subject. Touchy with whom? HUD, in many cases, doesn't even understand how many draws you can have on a project. Now with the new guideline, they say there's five. There's only five. Well, that's the maximum number of draws for a standard and 203K loan is five. If you ask that question of a dozen people, you'll likely get the same wrong answer over and over again. What does it mean exactly? Who knows? We just did 13 draws on a $544,000 project. Well, I thought there was only five. How did we possibly do 13? Well, at one point they said they would only finance five draws. But if you go back prior to the current guideline and look at the handbook 4240.4 revision 2, it said you're allowed four intermediate draws and a final draw. If the cost of rehabilitation, can't even say that word. If the cost of the rehabilitation exceeds $10,000, then additional draw inspections are authorized, provided the lender and the borrower agree in writing, and the number of draw inspections are shown on the form HUD 92700 maximum mortgage worksheet. So gee whiz, it appears there were more than five draws allowed in the beginning. But HUD, many HUD employees, the HOCs, the home ownership centers, were putting out bad information that they thought to be true. They didn't understand their own guideline. They read half of a sentence that says there are no more than five draws are allowed. If they had read the entire sentence, it said on a project of $10,000, no more than five draws are allowed. So how can that be? Where did they go to school to learn to read a sentence in the middle, starting in the middle of the sentence, going to the end and ignoring the first half of the sentence? Anyway, the original guideline also said a final inspection will be approved when all work has been satisfactorily completed in compliance with industry standards, local practices, and to the satisfaction of the fee inspector. The borrower must provide a letter to the lender requesting a final inspection and indicating the work is satisfactorily complete. That is called a mortgager's letter of completion, and it happens after the final inspection is typically turned in with the final inspection paperwork so that the lender can close out the loan and return the holdback that they've been holding, the 10% they've been holding of the contractor's money. Contractor is always anxious to get that money. So, boy, Mike, you're just buzzing right along here. In any case, the lender has always been able to authorize additional draw inspections on the larger projects. In reality, that doesn't happen very often, and any more built in to the loan, they just don't like to do that. Most lenders only want five because the jobs are now much larger and in some cases than were originally designed. This product started out up to about $80,000 in construction, and then they put in a couple years after 1994, so about 1996, they added construction projects of 100,000 and more, and thinking that they were going to be 100,000 to 125,000. I don't believe at that point anybody ever thought you would have a $500,000 construction project under the 203K. But originally it was also meant for lower socioeconomic areas where homes were selling for $30,000 to $50,000. Construction was additional $10,000 to $15,000 was quite often the norm. I remember once that Prospect Mortgage, who is no longer in the game, they were purchased by another company, but they told me that they would go 6 draws maximum, if you don't mind pulling teeth. That was their words, not mine. I'm not a dentist. I'm not interested in pulling teeth. But we had a contract, a project that was $300,000. The contractor said, I'm only willing to put $30,000 of my money and my good credit on the line for this project. It's not the only project I've got going. I've got 5 going on, and I'll assign $30,000 to this project. But every $30,000 that I put into this project, I want to get reimbursed. Well, Prospect would not do it. Now, there's only 5 draws allowed according to the HUD guideline, the way everybody's misreading it or was misreading it. So what happens? Well, Prospect said, we'll do 6. Well, how can that be? If there's only 5 allowed, why won't you do 10? That's what it's going to take for this contractor to do that job. So they ended up not servicing the client, not servicing the loan, and not doing the loan. And the homeowner just said, well, I'll just use my own money and do the darn thing. And I'll give him $30,000 every time he gets $30,000 worth of work done. Well, that's fine. And that's what he did. He did not use a loan. He didn't need the loan. He would like to have kept his cash fluid. Once he got it all done, he refinanced and got his cash back out of it. Wells Fargo Bank, no longer in the business at this time in construction loans, or at least in the FHA 203K and homestyle loans, they were big in this at one time. I know I talked to the people in Minneapolis about doing their draw inspections nationally with a friend of mine who that's all he did was draw inspections. And they said, well, can you even handle our volume? And we had to laugh and say, well, we think so. How big is it? You know, maybe we better ask. And they were doing about 500 draw inspections a month. My buddy who owned the draw inspection company just laughed and said, well, we're doing 4,500 a month now, so we can throw another 500 in there. It won't be a burden. So anyway, Wells Fargo understood the game much better than most lenders. I had good quality underwriters and good quality draw inspectors at Wells Fargo, and they understood that a project over 100,000 may need 6 to 10. For sure, a job with about 400,000 in construction is going to need about 10 draws. And they would build them in right at the beginning, right up front. And that was fine. And it met the guideline because the guideline said, you can have more provided the lender and the borrower agree. Now, what happens if we don't have more? Well, the borrower has to come out of pocket and pay for that draw each month when they come out there because they're only going to build 5 of them into the loan. Good, bad, or otherwise, that's a fact. So with today's draw inspection fees, that could amount to $300 to $500 a month, depending on the mileage. So the borrower would just have to write a check for $300 to $500 a month. Well, that's like another payment, in many cases, on a car. So they don't typically want to pay that out of their pocket every month. In the meantime, most lenders want about 4 draws and a final, and the current guideline stipulates that. I've got one right now that we just did the 5th draw. The contractor had no more money to put into a project. End of story. I'm not putting another dime of my money into this project. I've got 2 or 3 other jobs going, and my money is spread out. I don't even have enough money to buy groceries this week. So in fluid cash. So he said, I'm just not going to do it. So we did a fifth draw. The client wrote a check, and they're going to do one more draw, and then this project should wrap up. But he needed that cash flow. And we're not talking a couple thousand dollars. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars that he was just not willing to put out any more of his money on this project. Anyway, that's the first segment of our show. Please call again at 888-627-6008. Toll free to be part of the show. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203K911.com now and let's fix your problems.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Young. Love my renovation product project. We love this. I love this, what I do. I love, have so much fun watching these houses go from trash to castles. It really is a rewarding job. We love to watch the people as they experience the rejuvenation of their home built just like they want it. Years ago, I did a talk in Cotati, California. And just before I got up there, a realtor stood up and he says, I've got an all cash buyer for a condominium and they want this particular project. And I don't want anybody telling me about that burned out place. I'm looking for something that she's ready to move in. This gal's all cash. She wants to move in. And then they said, okay, Mr. Young, you can talk. And I stood up in front of the group and I looked at that guy and I said, what is it about a brand new unit you don't want to give your client? I don't understand. And he said, what do you mean? It's not brand new. It's burned up. I said, yeah. And we're going to clean it out, take it to the studs, repair any burned out wood, seal it properly, put brand new electric and plumbing, brand new drywall, painted, textured the way she wants it textured, painted the way she wants it painted. What is it you don't like about this? It's going to put the cabinets, she gets to pick them, countertops. This unit is going to be the nicest unit in the entire complex, but you don't want your client to have the privilege of buying that one. I don't get it. So, but that's a fact. That's the way some of these are looking at. People look at these as a problem. I look at it, the more damage it's got, the better off it is because they're going to make it their home from head to toe. All new floor coverings. I can't tell you, light fixtures. This is the deal of a lifetime for the client had this realtor seen it. I don't know if he ever did it or not, but I never got a call on it, so I assume he didn't. Well, the second question we got, very similar to the first, but what happens if we can't finish the project in five draws? Well, in reality, most lenders will work with you. They're not looking. They don't want to take your house back. The last thing they want is another foreclosure. Makes them look bad, makes everybody feel bad and look bad. Homeowner loses their house. So, but I don't know. Some lenders don't want to cooperate. They're looking at the newest guideline requirements, which say four draws and a final, or a total of five draws. That's silly. Let's look at why. I don't understand why this has been an issue ever, and I certainly don't understand why HUD has seen fit to take that choice of the borrower and lender getting together and saying, hey, we want more draws. Why they took it out. But the lender gets compensated for writing checks and managing that project from the financial standpoint. So how do they get paid? Well, they get 1.5% supplemental origination fee that's used to pay for processing the draws. If we look at a job of $50,000 in construction costs, with five draws, the lender gets an average of $150 to write a check and look at the totals and close that loan out. So $150. Gee, well, what happens if that job is a $100,000 job? They're going to get $300 to manage per check to manage that same project because it's $100,000. Whoa. Well, if it's, let's look at a $300,000 construction project. Now, most of this country, you're not going to see a lot of $300,000 renovation projects. We do on the West Coast. We do in parts of New Jersey, New York, parts of Florida. We're going to see the larger projects like that, but we're not going to see them in Timbuktu, Missouri. Warehouse prices might be a lot less. We're not going to see them in South Carolina when an average house sells for $30,000 to $50,000. Austin, Texas. We had a bunch of houses available and hard to find financing at all for a $20,000 to $30,000 home. But they're there and they need financing. But let's look at that $300,000 project. They're going to write five checks at $900 a piece. Yes, they're doing a little bit more. They're doing a little bookkeeping and accounting according to HUD's rules, but it's still not horrendous. It's not horrendous. But why would HUD pay them $900 to cut a check and manage the project if there's only five draws? Hello? That was done on purpose to give them money to handle the bigger projects when they were going to have more than five draws. But somebody at HUD writing the new guideline said, hey, let's put somebody in charge of writing the new guideline that has no idea why these things were done the way they were. And don't let them ask anybody. Heavens to Betsy. We're not going to let them ask anybody. We're just going to have him look at the guideline and run it. In this last guideline change, they left out the option. Stupidly. I don't know how to say it other than that. It's just stupidly. That allowed us to have more draws when the project warranted it. At least on a project where they need a six draw, they should be able to allow it. Now, on $300,000 project, they're going to get $900 to cut the same check that they were doing for $150 a check on a $50,000 project. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So anyway, next question came in over the week, past week. It said FHA 203K draw inspection process. How does my contractor get paid on a 203K? The first draw is very important to the contractor. Contractor, especially if they have not done a 203K yet. This is their first attempt. If they think it sounds like a potentially good idea, they can get some business. Literally, they can build a business around the 203K, but they have to have some interim financing somehow, either that or cash in the bank. What happens typically is the contractor wants to test the system. He wants to find out in real life, in real time, how long did it take to get that first check? And that's almost comical. When I get a notification that the loan closed today on a Monday and Friday the contractor's requesting a draw check. One guy, loan closed on a Monday, and Wednesday he called me and said, okay, I need to be paid. I need to get a draw for the roof. And I said, well, you've put a roof structure and a roof on that house already? Because a few weeks before that, when we did our inspection, it had been fire gutted and the roof was totally missing. Most of the structure of the roof was gone. So he insisted, nope, it's all done. It's all ready. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. If I get out there and that roof isn't 100%, you're not going to get 100%. And if it's got nothing done to it since I saw it last, you are going to get absolutely that amount, zero, nothing. And this contractor assured me that he was finished with the roof. He's ready for a payment. He wanted to collect at that time $7,500, which included labor materials, plus the trusses, which was another $3,000 or $4,000. So he said, I got a good draw here. How soon can you come out? So I set it up for the next day. And when I pulled up in front, there was nothing done to it since I was there last. He hadn't even taken the 2 inches thick garbage and carpet out of the house and the inside. When the firemen put the fire out, the carpet got sopping wet, seemed to swole up with mushrooms and all kinds of growth. He hadn't even taken that out. And I looked him in the eye and I said, what didn't you understand about if it isn't done, you're not going to get paid? And his comment was to me, with his little sheepish grin, was, I thought if I could get you out here face to face and let you know that I promised to run down and get the shingles and so forth and get this job knocked out really quick, but I figured you couldn't turn me down looking at me in the eye. And I looked him square in the eye and I said, you know what? I'm looking you square in the eye and I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you on the phone. This is a reimbursement program. You must do some work prior to getting paid anything. Oh, well, so just getting you out here early isn't going to help. I said, I'm sorry, no, it's not going to help. In fact, I lost a little confidence in your ability to understand English. Scare me, but you're not going to get anything because nothing is done today. But so many contractors try to test the system. They do get a couple things done. Maybe it's a $50,000 project and we get out there at the end of a week and says, all right, I need to get the draw real quick. I want to find out just how fast this money comes in. And I said, well, that's actually the worst thing you can do because the money hasn't moved from title over to the lender who's going to administer the draws yet. So that first draw, you need to take every bit of that first 30 days to get something done and then submit it. And then you'll find out the reality of how long it takes this lender to provide that service. Now, the other day, we had a lender that takes 6 weeks to pay the contractor. They weren't in the system yet. Well, it usually doesn't take that long to get in the system. But we, as a group of consultants, we try to keep track of that and now are keeping track of that. How long does it take to get a draw inspection from the draw inspection to the contractor getting the check? Typically for this particular lender and that particular lender, and we're keeping our records. Now, quite often you get some bad lenders out there, and I don't mean to be bad-mouthing any lenders. You guys earned it. If it takes you more than 5 working days to get that check to the contractor, then you are violating the guideline. You are not in compliance with the HUD guideline. which says you have up to 5 days. I've had lenders promise 3 days. I've got one lender that does actually provide that in 3 days from the time they get the draw from us till the contractor has the check in his hand. So that means that they do their underwriting and get the check out the next day overnight. And that is amazing. And this lender deserves lots of kudos. Bay Equities. I didn't say that. Bay Equities Mortgage in San Francisco Bay Area. So they are fabulous. They are absolutely, in my opinion, number one, getting that check out to the contractor. But the contractor likes to see some skin in the game by the borrower. And the way they do that is to turn that first draw in. If they're turning a draw in 2 or 3 days after it closes, they're not in the system yet. It's going to take a little longer, maybe a week to 2 weeks. So we discourage that kind of activity. When they call for that draw in that first week, we suggest they wait another week, make the draw a little bigger. And we remind them this is a $40,000 project or $50,000 project. You got five draws. So if this draw isn't $10,000, then you're going to have to make the next one much bigger. Okay. So anyway, we are going to take break number two shortly. And if you want to be part of the show, please call in at 888-627-6008 and be part of the show. If you've got questions, we're happy to answer them. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Be back in just a minute.
Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com and you'll be glad you did.
Okay, getting back to draws, a contractor is always interested in how am I going to get paid? And that's a fair question because he's using his own money or she is using her own money to start this process and get your house fixed. And that can be a burden, especially if you've got half a dozen of these going at one time. So I do want to say that soft costs, and the lender refers to soft costs as any permits, fees, architectural fees, engineering, anything like that, is considered soft costs. And if you'll just get those invoices sent over to your consultant, I know our team would process them immediately. There's nothing for us to do other than package them and ship them off to the lender via email. And provide those and request along with the email requesting that they be refunded immediately to the contractor or the homeowner, whoever paid for them. In the event we don't know who paid for them, the check's going to come out made just like a draw check to the homeowner and the contractor. And sometimes those are problematic trying to cash a two-party check anyway. But the money for these items is not and cannot be a line item in the bid request, as it sits in a different bucket at the lender-controlled account. I can't tell you, but I'm not going to tell you who, but in Florida, we've got some real smart lenders, and they demand that that stuff be put in the line items so that they can be withdrawn as a line item. But the problem is, if you let us do it the way HUD designed it, that money is refunded 100%. It's returned to the contractor at a rate of 100% with no 10% holdback, which is better for the contractor. He's going to get 100% of that money back, and he's going to get it back paid right away, and it doesn't use up one of his draw inspections. Now, if you put it in as a line item, number one, it's against the guideline. It does not meet the standards of the guideline. Number two, it comes out and your 10% of it's going to be held back. So even though the contractor might have paid $1,000 for these permits, he's only going to get $900 of it back right now. He'll get 10% of that back at the end of the project, probably 30 to 35 days after the final draw. So we don't want that. We want the contractor to stay in his comfort zone, get his money refunded as possible, as fast as possible. But it never fails. Typically, the first draw is almost always smaller than the future draws because a contractor doesn't know how the process works and they want to test it. That can do more harm than good when they test it like that, because if they're not in the system, it's going to take a little longer to get that first check and they're going to get a false reading. And the lender probably can't comply with the 5 days guideline that says they will have that draw paid back to the contractor within 5 working days, because they just haven't got the money over to the draw department yet. So I suggest to the borrower and the contractor that when an escrow closes, they have a meeting and immediately develop a plan for completing that project so there's no surprises. Contractor has the obligation of getting their first draw inspection completed within 30 days of the close of escrow. So he's not obligated to have a draw in 1 week. He's not even obligated to be on the job in that first week. They don't realize homeowners doing their first renovation project don't understand that it closed escrow today on Monday and it's Friday and the contractor hasn't been out here yet. Well, the contractor should have called long before then and tried to set up a meeting to tell you that for the next week, I'm finishing up 2 projects. I'm bringing both of those crews over here to your house. So in about a week, you're going to see a lot of nails being pounded and you're going to see hammers flying everywhere. So be careful. Don't be coming around and get hit by one of those hammers. But having that meeting is critical. That's just good business. Contractor, homeowner get together and they understand that for the next few days, I'm gathering materials. I'm putting together all of the materials. I'm buying the windows. I'm buying the doors. They're going to go into your house. I'm buying the kitchen cabinets. I've got to pay 50% up front. Some of the cabinet makers in California, because of all the fires and the damage was done, prices are going sky high, and these cabinet makers in some cases are asking for 100% of their money up front. And I just don't get that, but apparently they're getting it at some places, and those are the places they're getting serviced. And the people that can't do that are being left behind. So the first draw doesn't have to happen for 30 days, or should happen approximately 30 days after the close of escrow. When that happens, it's going to be a decent draw on a $50,000 project. It might be $15,000 instead of $10,000. Either way, my goal when I do a draw is to make sure they get paid everything we can possibly pay them for the work that is completed at that time. Now, typically, contractor asks for 5 things and 6th one's done or partially done. He doesn't get paid for that 6th thing. So we try to school the contractor up front. And when you make your request, try to make it realistic and include anything and everything that you have done, even the things you've got a percentage of completion on. You got 10% of that, 15% of something else. You got the demo on the kitchen cabinets. That specification of repairs, SOR, specification of repairs, that should be written in such a way that it's easily understood. And I try to break out demolition. Whenever we do one, we break out the demolition. So when we get there and we see the house has been gutted, the demo's done. It makes it real easy for us to go through and just check all the demo items and authorize payment on those items along with anything that is finished or put together. We take and you get a bid for your roof, and it's going to be tear off the old roof, put on a brand new roof, put new sheathing, break all that stuff down. $2,000 is typical cost to remove a roof in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that's going up. Could be up to $2,500 in some areas, depending on the size of the roof. But $2,000 is common. And there are companies, that's all they do is come out there and take your old roof off right down to the sheathing, make the repairs in the sheathing so they don't fall through it. In any case, the key is that we make sure that all this work is done and that we're paying that contractor for as much as possible each time to keep his cash flowing. If a contractor has poor cash flow, he can't go out and buy the next material to put in your house. So at the same time, we can't pay for things that aren't done. Keep it up. Let's see. I suggest the buyer and homeowner, they get together and make that meeting. That meeting is all crucial. That way you set an expectation of when things are going to get done. The contractor has to assess his crew's availability. I've had some contractors, they say, look, I had no idea it was going to close this fast. Yeah, I know. I got that tongue in cheek. It's kind of, you're not going to get that question. It doesn't close that fast very often. But it closed sooner than I expected, or this other job dragged on a little longer than I expected. I'm not going to get my crew out here for 3 weeks. And that's fine. Once his crew's out there, he needs to stay on the job, have somebody on that job or working towards that job every day until the job is finished. One of the calls I got yesterday was the contractor hasn't been out here in 3 months, and my project is only 30% complete. Well, you're supposed to have a draw inspection every 30 days. That means every project is going to get finished in 5 months if you go by the guideline. You and I know that that's not going to happen. Quite often a $400,000 project is going to take 8 months. Yet I can build a $400,000 house in 3 to 4 months, most everywhere. Not likely in California with all the bureaucracy, but it does happen. Contractor needs the time to plan and organize his thoughts to give the borrower the best possible service. This typically manifests itself by the contractor and a homeowner sitting down and going over the logistics of the project, when the hammers are going to start flying and so forth. If the homeowner knows they're not going to happen for 2 weeks because you're gathering materials and you're waiting for materials to get there so that when your crew is there, they have everything they need to bust through that house and get the work done. Doesn't mean he can't start demoing. He can start getting the cabinets out. Septic systems. When you're doing any septic systems, that must be septic or well must be the first work done. Doesn't mean it has to be 100% completed on the first draw, but it should have been at least started. The permits for the water, for the well, must be gone. Well, it may take the well driller 3 months to get out there because he's backlogged. We see that happening quite often. In fact, more and more often. The septic work. In our area, we're serviced by East Bay Municipal Utilities District, San Francisco Bay Area. And they have a requirement that you have to have a certification that your sewer lateral is in good working order when any house changes hands. The responsibility to pay for that is the owner's responsibility. So we tell the homeowners and the realtors in this area, be sure and have that inspection done. Because if right now the seller is the owner, but very soon the buyer will be the owner. If, in fact, you discover it's broken after you close escrow, it's the borrower's problem. If it's discovered before it closes escrow, it's automatically the seller's problem. So if you're a realtor, you want to be sure and insist upon a sewer lateral inspection up front. And East Bay Mud also has a $4,500 retainer. They require you to put $4,500 up front and let them hold it until that sewer system, that sewer lateral has been replaced. We have contacted East Bay Mud years ago and explained how the 203K and similar loans work. And they have been so kind and so generous to us as a group. When I got that accomplished, we did it as a group for all consultants, not just our company. It's worked out very well. What we do is you contact them in letter form and explain that this is a 203K and the money for the septic system or the lateral sewer ladder is setting aside and will be held in escrow until the work is done, and it will be the first work started on every project. And they're very happy with that. So we're going to take our last break. And shortly, we call in if you want to be part of the show to 888-627-6008, toll free. And we'll be happy to take your questions on the air. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203K911.com. We know what to do.
Love my renovation project. And we do. We love most of them. They're all interesting. It makes our life very interesting seeing all these different types of houses. If you're a loan officer out there and you're doing the 203K and you need photographs for your brochures or flyers, we have over, easily 5,000 to 10,000 different houses. So you can, dozens of you called and requested some pictures. You could all have different houses, before and after pictures for your specific flyers. We're happy to help our guys, our team, as they need that help. So, we were just talking about the sewer laterals and how East Bay Mud, as they call themselves around here, is kind enough to let us forego the upfront deposit, the security deposit, to see that your work gets done if it's a 203K and they know that the lender is holding the money in advance and that the homeowner doesn't have control of that part of the project. So let's see, what else did we have here? And on that first draw, when you do this, have a sewer lateral to be replaced, that though it may not be replaced yet, but the digging may have started, the permit might have been pulled. We need some evidence that that work has started. Now, that is a big ticket item. And if a contractor who calls us for a draw inspection, if they'll let us know ahead of time that we have a septic system going in or a septic sewer lateral, and the company that's going to do that requires an upfront deposit. Quite often we can get the lender to make that deposit for you, for the contractor, directly to that company that's going to do the sewer lateral. We don't like giving out free advertising, but I'll tell you, the plumbing ministry in Oakland covers the entire Bay Area and has been kicking butt. They do these sewer lateral replacements cheaper than anybody I've seen. I had to laugh one day when I asked if they would kindly go out to West Pittsburgh or Bay Point and replace a sewer lateral for me, and they said, yeah. So they came out, they did their research, and found out that this was a very long sewer lateral, and it was going to be $15,000 to replace it, which is, you know, they're normal in Oakland where the laterals are shorter. They're doing them for $3,500, $4,500 all day, every day. But this one, they had to drive all the way out there, and they gave me a price of $15,000, which was a little high, I thought. But when they tried to negotiate the price of the house down by the cost, since it is the seller's responsibility if discovered prior to closing that escrow, it's the owner, and that would be the seller, they said, well, we can get someone to do that for a lot less than $15,000. So their agent very indignantly went out to find a sewer lateral replacement. And his bids came in at $17,000 and $19,000. And it's because the sewer lateral was like 150 feet long, and it was broken multiple places. So I can't tell you how I lay my cards on the table for this company. They do an excellent job. They have an excellent reputation, and they're very inexpensive compared to the competition. So cash flow is the name of the game in any business. So as long as we keep your contractor's cash flow good, he's going to get the job done, or she's going to get the job done in a professional, timely manner. That's what it's all about. So on with the show. Next question that we got last week was, when can my contractor get his first draw payment? Well, there's two types of 203Ks. One is a limited 203K, which erroneously is has a $35,000 limit. And the other is the full or standard 203K, which has no limit. It's your limit per county. You'll have to check the maximum mortgage limit for each county, and yours is going to be different than mine. So, but the limited 203K typically gets anywhere from 35 to 50% upfront. The guideline says they can get up to 50%, and it's mainly for materials. So you're going to get a 50% payment upfront. They are going to hold 10% back, so you're literally getting 45% upfront. And that's also, there's only two payments, draw payments. One, and you can get it right at the close of escrow if your consultant fills out the paperwork for a 50% upfront and submits it with the final paperwork. But that's right. HUD took us out of that picture. They won't let our services be financed. So you may not even learn that. And it may take you a couple weeks to get that money if you don't use a consultant. We recommend you use FHA 203K consultants on all of your renovation projects. So anyway, the contractor can get 50% upfront, less 10%, so 45% of the total construction cost. And then don't plan on getting the other 50% when the job is completed. It should be when the job is completed, but the lender has the right to hold that up to 35 days in California anyway. It may be different in other states, In reality, what they do is they send an appraiser out to look at the house, be sure that everything is like it was supposed to. And if the construction was over $15,000, they're supposed to have a consultant do that inspection. They don't always do that. I don't know why they use the guideline when it's to their advantage, but some lenders use it, and then they don't use guideline if they don't want to. They put an overlay. So that's just a word of caution. This invoice, excuse me, if the contractor will have to pay the supplier on a full or standard 203K, let's back up a little bit, a full or standard 203K doesn't allow for any advance money up for the contractor. However, many lenders will provide up to 50% of the material costs on the big ticket items. Well, with this last guideline change that no lender is honoring with regards to upfront money, you can get up to 50% per line item in advance. I've got one lender that will give you 10% upfront on the entire project. And he's putting his hat on this new guideline change that says you can get up to 50%. But that's okay. We'll get through it. Big ticket items like cabinetry, flooring, windows. If you've got a lot of windows going in, that can be, I know we've got $21,000 worth of windows coming in, and the window manufacturer doesn't even want to manufacture those windows unless he gets a 50% deposit, non-refundable. So if you want that, you just let your consultant know, bring in a W-9 from that supplier, provide one, and do it for each supplier. Make sure that there is absolutely no install on that invoice. If your supplier is going to be installing, then this is considered a subcontractor and not a supplier of cabinets or windows. So if they're putting windows in for you, get a invoice for just the materials. Because if labor is included anywhere on it, then they'll be considered a subcontractor and no money will be forthcoming upfront. Cabinets and finished flooring materials can legitimately be paid for once they're on site, stored and secured on site, and even before they have been installed. In many cases, people are putting hardwood flooring or some derivative of hardwood flooring into the home, and that flooring has to climatize. It has to absorb moisture that's going to be typical for that house because it's going to expand and contract during the course of construction. So I know a friend of mine just had her entire house redone, and the contractor's been out there half a dozen times fixing the buckling and so forth in her flooring. And it's just likely, I haven't had a chance to talk to her in depth, but I expect that they didn't climatize. They just brought the flooring in, unloaded on their truck, started laying it in the house and left. And then after a week or so, when it absorbs the moisture and condition of the interior of that house and her air quality, that it actually buckled. And then they come in and they fix that, and then they buckled again. So it's very important that we understand that we can pay for the materials once they're stored on site, and they should climatize. They should take on the attributes of the condition of that house before they're installed. So let's see what else we got here. Okay, we're down to the last minute or two of our show today. If you're having issues with your 203K or other type renovation project and need someone to talk to that's knowledgeable and on your side, feel free to check us out at www.203k911.com. We've helped hundreds of people so far, most of them, with no fee at all. We have two that we're talking with right at the moment, called in today before the show. And we'll be talking to at least one of them this afternoon after we get off the show to try to help them solve their problems. We don't provide legal advice, but we do provide common sense advice with a knowledge of the program and the guidelines. I have a couple clients that are using lawyers right now, and we're coaching the lawyers and letting them know about the program because they don't have time to learn in details about the 203K that we can teach them in minutes. But we're happy to help our clients in that regard. We have one right now where the contractor is threatening a lawsuit. Well, let him threaten it. Not a lawsuit, but a lien. But anyway, that's it for today. I think we've run out of time. I'm having so much fun. I'd like to talk for hours, as I usually do. But in any case, thank you for joining us. Hope you'll join us next Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. California time, Pacific Standard Time. Until then, thank you very much.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.